चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट
to facilitate the small cane farmers amendments has been made in Satta policy. Commissioner Cane and Sugar Sanjay Arbus Reddy told that to facilitate small cane farmers in supplying their sugar cane to sugar mills, some changes has been made in Satta policy 2019-20 for increasing the basic quota of farmers, keeping in view the cane requirement of sugar mills. While giving detailed information about the amendments made in the Satta policy, Bus Reddy said that in case the total Satta of farmers of the sugar mill area is less than the sugarcane requirement of the sugar mills, then the difference between the requirement and total Satta will be met by additional bonding. In order to meet this differential requirement, firstly, farmers whose bonded quantity is less than the last year's average cane supply per hectare of the sugar mill, then those farmers will be given the benefit of additional bonding equal to the last year's average cane supply per hectare, subject to the maximum of 85% of their yield. He also said that if the differential requirement is met from the additional bonding of such farmers, then it will be implemented in the same way. But if the additional bond quantity is more than the differential requirement, then their additional bonded quantity will be reduced as per the principle of pro rata. In case the differential requirement of sugar mill is not met by additional bonding of such farmer, then the rest requirement will be met by additional bonding of rest of the farmers, and in that case, also principle of pro rata will apply. Commissioner Cane and Sugar informed that with this change made in the interest of sugarcane farmers, farmers will get more cane supply facility per hectare, and in particular, small sugarcane farmers will be able to supply their sugarcane to the mills in time. Cane cultivated through drip irrigation will be given priority in additional bonding, and cane of rejected varieties will not be considered for additional bonding.